Last night, the candidates were also asked about election integrity, and Vice President Pence said this.
President Trump and I are fighting every day in courthouses to prevent Joe Biden and Kamala Harris from changing the rules and creating this universal mail-in voting that will create a massive opportunity for voter fraud.
A frequent target of the administration's criticism of voting by mail is California, which this week mailed ballots to more than 20 million registered voters in the state for the first time ever. And with us to talk about this is California Secretary of State Alex Padilla. He's a Democrat. And Secretary Padilla, earlier this year, Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statewide order aiming to make it easy for every registered voter in California to vote by mail. How have you all prepared for the huge volume of mail-in votes you're probably starting to see come in right now?
Well, on the one hand, it is a big volume and a lot of logistics involved, but vote by mail is nothing new in the state of California. In fact, in our March primary, more than 70% of ballots cast, and it was a record turnout, were vote by mail ballots. So we did make the decision to go ahead and expand that to every active registered voter in California, given the COVID-19 pandemic. But we're not starting from scratch here. But nonetheless, it is a lift for each county. We've been working for months to make sure they have the equipment they need, the staffing they need, the training they need to offer this as the first choice for voters to cast their ballot and protect their health while also managing as many safe in-person opportunities to vote as possible.
Well, as you know, President Trump is not in favor of sending ballots to all registered voters. He told Fox News back in August that, quote, people that have been dead for 25 years are getting them. What is your response to the president and others who believe that mailing out tens of millions of ballots will lead to widespread voter fraud?
Look, voters deserve to know the truth in terms of how they can register and how they can vote, and truth when it comes to the integrity of the elections and vote by mail especially. The fact of the matter is voter fraud is exceedingly rare. Let me just share a couple of the safeguards that are in place that protect the integrity of vote by mail. Number one, you may not even think about it, but the ballot itself, it's not just any old piece of paper. Each county selects specific paper types with watermarks and other distinguishing features to prevent against counterfeit ballots being introduced into the system. We know that's one of the conspiracy theories that's floating out there, but we have measures to protect against that. The required signature, the first thing county officials do when those ballots come in is compare the signature on the envelope with the signature on file for that person's voter registration record to confirm the identity of the voter. So a lot more to it than just that. We stand by the integrity of a vote by mail. And frankly, during the COVID-19 pandemic, it's arguably the safest way for you to exercise your right to vote and protect your health.
Well, some ballots have been sent out in error, though. About 2,100 voters in the Los Angeles area received ballots with no option to vote for the president of the United States. Of course, the LA County Register's office said they're investigating what they call a printing error. But does that give you any pause about the integrity of mail-in voting in this election?
I'll be honest, whether it's misinformation coming from the Oval Office or printing errors by Los Angeles County, does it add to frustration and workload? Of course. The good thing is there's measures in place to mitigate the impact of errors like that. You know, to their credit, Los Angeles County immediately took responsibility for the error, notified the impacted voters in that one precinct, canceled the ballots that had been issued, immediately reprinted, reissued, correct ballots and sent them out first class mail. Again, not ideal, not smooth, but measures in place to mitigate against some unforeseen errors like we saw a couple of days ago.
You know, though, even if you and other elections experts have confidence in voting by mail, do you worry about public perception? And I say this because there was this recent UC Berkeley poll that found that more than 40% of likely California voters don't believe that ballots can be delivered safely and on time by the U.S. Postal Service. What's your response to people who think their ballot will get lost in the mail or won't make it on time to be counted?
Yeah, so that 41% figure, it is concerning. Unfortunately, not surprising, given the relentless attacks on the integrity of elections and vote by mail, specifically coming from the national political environment. And I will leave it at that. In terms of how voters can rest assured, a couple of items. One, we have a ballot tracking tool available in California to all voters. Voters can go to vote.ca.gov, click on Where's My Ballot, and subscribe to receive automated messages by email, by text, or phone call on the status of their ballot through the delivery process. The other thing is voters have multiple options for how to return their ballot. I still think the Postal Service is a reliable way, but if voters prefer, in California, they can deliver their ballot to any ballot drop box in their county convenient to them between now and Election Day, and there's a lot of them in each county. Or they can choose to walk it in person and drop it off at any in-person voting location, either on Election Day or during the in-person early voting period. So I think USPS is still going to be a reliable way to do it, but if you're a little hesitant, you have other options.
That's California Secretary of State Alex Padilla. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you, and please continue to stay safe.